Before we get into the news, I also just want to say, did you see this tweet from Elon Musk this afternoon? Somebody was talking to him about, I don't know, Jews being attacked and Western civilization. And Elon Musk replies and says, Jews are white. They're actually the peak whites in the world. Peak white. They're the best of the white people. And somebody replies and says, no, that's not true at all. Jews are not white. They don't even see themselves as white. Other people don't see them as white. And Elon replies, well, if you're not blind, you can see that the tone of their skin is light, like white people, and other people consider them white, and so therefore it doesn't matter how people feel about it, whether it's the Jews themselves or others, he said, because they look white, and genetically they're similar enough, so they're white. And I read stuff like that, and I think, so does he just not know, or is he lying? Because those are really the only options. And it is an empirical question. What is whiteness? Well, when we say somebody is white, we don't mean they have light skin. Asians have light skin. You would never say they're white people. They're Asian. Why are they Asian? Because they come from Asia. That's what makes them Asian. And to the extent that they have pale skin and black hair and slanty eyes, that's because they come from that group that is from that region. And so what does it mean to be white? It means to be of Europe, from Europe, European. That's what that means. And maybe it means being Nordic. Maybe it means being from Northern Europe. But more broadly, it means being European. It doesn't just mean having pale skin. And so when somebody says something so ridiculous like, well, they look white to me, so they're European, so they're white. As a matter of fact, they're the best of the Europeans. You have to ask yourself, what is that really? Does he just not know? Or is it a lie? Because like I said, this is information. It's not a matter of opinion. It's not subjective. And people can debate about it. But the simple fact is that they are not European. They don't originate from Europe. Not from the beginning. They don't identify as racially European. And they're also not a part of European civilization. Never have been. For thousands of years, they were expelled, discriminated against, segregated, moved around. And despite living in all the different European nations, like France or England or Spain or Germany or Poland, they always saw themselves as a distinct nation without a territory. So what do you make of that? They're not Polish, they're not German, they're not Italian or French. They always considered themselves fundamentally Jewish. And they were transnational and on some level nomadic, wandering, and considered themselves without an actual homeland. That is until they relocated to Israel, which is actually not located in Europe at all. And they don't have the religion of the Europeans either. The religion of the Europeans is Christianity. Or you could argue paganism, and they're not pagans either. They're monotheistic, and their God is Yahweh. So when Elon says that, you got to wonder, does he not know these things? And I find that hard to believe that he doesn't. So if he's lying about it, you have to wonder why that is. And on some level, this is the difference between me and everybody else, between this movement and every other movement, between us and the liberals. That really seems to be the distinction. It is that Elon and Tucker and the Republicans and the Democrats are fundamentally liberal. And they're not talking about America or Americans as a distinct people with an identity. They're not telling us the story of our people, how we got here, our roots, our heritage, our ancestry, our true identity, which is that we are a race. We are Europeans. People say, you're Mexican. Okay. I have three European grandparents, like whatever. Agree, don't agree. Here's the point. Europeans are a distinct people. Christianity is a distinct religion. We have distinct interests as Europeans, as white people. We have distinct interests as Christianity. We're a civilization. Europeans are an ethnic and religious civilization. That's what Europe has always been. It has always been Christendom, or for at least 1700 years, Europe has been Christendom. It has been the expanse of Christians. And on some level, or maybe for the same amount of time, it has been a collection of these white people. It has been these organizations of white people as the Romans, as the Holy Roman Empire, as the Franks, as whatever. But that is our civilization. That is who we are. And these other people, whether they be the Indians, whether they be Hispanics, Jews, Chinese, they're not us. They're not Europeans. They're not Christians. They don't come from that continent. They don't come from that culture. They don't come from that heritage. They don't share that history. They're not us. They're different. And they have different interests. And to the extent that they're different, they're going to express a different identity. And that's what makes this movement different, is it's fundamentally a movement based on the identity and the story and the collective interests of our people. That's the difference between us and everybody else. Because everybody else that wants to insinuate the Jews into this, they're just not understanding that. They're not understanding that distinction, and they're not understanding that historical antagonism either that has always existed between Jews and Europeans on both a racial, a political, and a religious basis. So when I see tweets like that, I can't agree that Elon is based. I can't agree that he's our guy, because it's just unnecessary. Some people say that he's quietly our guy, but he doesn't want to reveal his power level. I don't think that's true at all, because if that were true, there'd be no reason to say these things. There'd be no reason to promulgate this very problematic lie. He just would say nothing. He wouldn't say that, certainly. So I don't know what to make of that. And I don't know what to make of it that whether it's Elon or Tucker or Candace or any of them, they all seem to be pushing this line, which is that Jews are somehow involved in our civilization when we really need to see ourselves as distinct. And it's just hard to get people to wrap their heads around it, because people have been so indoctrinated into liberalism and individualism and moreover this Judeo-Christian idea. And I'm just waiting and trying to hasten, I'm waiting for and trying to hasten the day when people wake up and realize who we are and who they are. I don't know how much more you need to see. And I think about Josh Hammer and Mark Levin, who each separately tweeted, they said Europeans have anti-Semitism in their DNA, like they hate us. And I see Eric Weinstein flipping off the Arch of Titus. Why do they do these things? Why do they say these things? Why does Mark Levin say Europeans have anti-Semitism in their DNA? That should send up a giant red flag. Because ordinarily, the rhetoric that we hear from conservative, pro-Israel, Republican Jews is that we are a Judeo-Christian civilization. We are inseparable. We're inextricable. Jews and Christians have always been friends since the beginning of time. And we're inseparable because we have so much in common and we're besties. And it's unimaginable that it would be anything other than that. This is how it ordinarily is. They use these terms like Western civilization. They talk about Athens and Jerusalem. And they say that Jews and Christians made the West. The revelation in Jerusalem and the reason from Athens is what made the West. This is what they always talk about. Israel is part of Western civilization. They are on the front line fighting Islamic civilization on behalf of the West. And the West is about the Torah and individualism. Like, this is what they're telling us 6 days out of the week. And then one day out of the week, they say something weird like Europeans have anti-Semitism in their DNA. They can't help it. And you go, huh? Well, what happened? I thought we were all Judeo-Christian Westerners. You hear Adam King, the Kabbalist Jew, in our debate with Gavin McInnes. Vince asks him, if you could destroy one religion, would it be Muslim or Catholicism? And the Kabbalistic Jew says, oh, Catholicism, easily. And you go, what? So what happened there? What happened to Judeo-Christian? What happened to Western civilization? What happened to all that? Why now do you say Europeans are your natural biological enemy? Why are you flipping off our arch in Rome? And then you just read through the history. And the history is that the Roman Empire destroyed the temple and expelled the Jews from Israel. And then the Jews were expelled from every country in Europe. They were pushed around, pushed out of France, pushed out of England, pushed out of Spain, out of Portugal, forcibly converted, pushed into Poland, and then segregated in the Pale of Settlement. And then there were pogroms, and they were victims of the Tsar and of anti-Semitism there. And you realize we've actually never been friends. Jews and Christians have never been friends, ever. Not since Jesus Christ fought with the Pharisees have we ever been friends. Not since Saul was leading the charge persecuting the Christians. Not since the Roman Empire, not since the Middle Ages. Never. We've never been friends. We've never been allies. We've always been set against each other, actually. And even here in the United States, it was communist Jews who were the architects of both communism and the civil rights laws that are dispossessing white Christians of their land and civilization. And unless and until people wake up and realize this is a dynamic, this is the theological war you were born into, we're never going to be a free people. It's that simple. It starts with the friend-enemy distinction. And I'm not saying Jews are the enemy, but I'm saying they're not part of the same tribe. And we got to get the groupings right or else we're subverted. So I see this from Elon Musk, and I hear this even from our own guys. They say, with Jews, you win. With Zionists, you win. They think it's funny. They think it's a joke. It's not a joke. They hate us. Joe Lonsdale, Sean McGuire, Bill Ackman, Ronald Lauder, Mark Levin, Randy Fine, Josh Hammer, Ben Shapiro, these people hate us. They couldn't give a fuck about our civilization. They hate Rome. They hate the Catholic Church. They hate the Europeans. They think we have anti-Semitism in our bones. They hate our ancestors. They don't care if our country's flooded with immigrants. They don't care if Europe is flooded with immigrants. As a matter of fact, they want it. It's their punishment. When the Notre Dame Cathedral burned, probably at the hands of Muslims, rabbis were rubbing their hands together and saying it was revenge for the disputation of Paris. You know that? When the Muslims invade France and they burn the Notre Dame Cathedral to the ground and the steeple falls through the ceiling, Jewish rabbis were rubbing their hands laughing, and they said, this is our revenge for the disputation of Paris. Your cathedral burns like how you burned our Talmud. And Elon Musk says, well, they look white to me, and everyone thinks they're white, so no, they're not part of it. They're not part of European civilization. They're not part of Christian civilization. They need to be kept out of the corridors of power. As long as they are there, we are not in charge. As long as they are there, we have no sovereignty. We're not a free people. We're never going to be able to secure what is best for us. And it's that simple. So anyway, I didn't intend to go off on that tonight, but I saw that tweet and it's like, dude. And then you realize he's part of this weird thing. It's him from South Africa with all these other freaks like Peter Thiel and David Sacks and Joel Pollack, who are also all from South Africa. And they're also all in bed with these Jewish people, too. PayPal Mafia. It's Max Levchin. It's David Sacks. It's Lonsdale. It's all these freaks. And they're in the Trump government. And you got, unfortunately, a lot of Zoomers buying into this. Not a lot of them, but some of them, some marginal people. And people need to know what time it is. People need to identify as European, as Christian, as the heirs to Roman civilization, as the heir to the empire, to the imperium. We have to look at ourselves as distinct. Civilizationally, Jews are part of a different civilization completely. They're just not the same. You know, no one would say necessarily that Brazil is a white Western country because they're just a little bit off. and Jews are a lot a bit off. So anyway, I saw that tweet today. I'm thinking, what are we doing here? You're supposed to be the smartest guy in the world. You could Google this. You could ask ChatGPT. You could watch their speeches. And I quote tweeted that on my Twitter timeline with a video with Ben Shapiro saying the same thing. He's getting pressed in a Jubilee video by this black girl. And she says, do you think Jews are white? And he says, well, you know, there's a lot. It's very contentious and there's a lot of debate. She goes, do you think Jews are white? He goes, well, some people say that and some people get... And she's pressing him and he won't say it. And it's like that all the time. They're white when they need to be and they're not white when they need to be. But they don't identify, but in their heart of hearts, they're not white. They will selectively mimic white people when it is beneficial. So we all know the stereotype when they go on Twitter and they say, as a white person, as a fellow white person, I'm ashamed of my ancestors and I hate whites. And then you go through their timeline and they say, I'm not white, I'm actually Jewish. It's like this happens all the time.